This is Lisa Schmidt, and it's time for another Letter from a Land of Grass. My daughter Abby and I plan to attend a wedding at the end of this week. We will fly to Chicago on United Airlines. The unpredictable yet high risk of flight delays and cancellations sits in the back of my mind like a greasy pork roll would sit on my stomach. But the angst of a pork roll will have to wait. Getting ready to leave the ranch causes different angst that sits in the back of my mouth like the feeling after eating most of a loaf of garlic bread. It turns out that garlic bread angst is a common human malady. Like many people, the tang of garlic on my tongue tastes good as I plan for travel. A change will give me a rest. I look forward to seeing people I haven't seen in a long time. I spent some time in Chicago several years ago, and I can't wait to show the sights to Abby. Then, about 10 days before we drive to the airport, that garlic bread begins to leave a film of tallow on the roof of my mouth. The stale, rank scent permeates my thoughts with dreaded possibilities. What if a water trough quits? What if a ewe gets stuck in the fence? What if the cows get out? These possibilities are not unique to times when I leave the ranch. In fact, when I share these garlic bread thoughts, it turns out that other people who don't run a ranch have the same experience. Happy anticipation turns to dread. It's universal. The planning for this trip has brought a bit more angst, only because preparations have changed. When we were invited to this wedding last spring, I asked my mom if she would stay at the ranch to take care of the dog, cat, flowers, and chores. I asked a friend to help her bring in the sheep at night because sometimes that requires a lot of walking. A week ago, my mom came down with COVID. She had been helping a friend who didn't realize she was contagious, and no good deed goes unpunished. My mom's symptoms were moderate, not life-threatening by any means, but certainly enough for her bed to call to her. As I spoke to my mom about her symptoms and the potential for long-term consequences of this nasty virus, I forgot all about the scent of garlic bread and potential for pork roll stomach pains. Garlic bread, fresh or stale, is a luxury. Her good health is essential. My mom will recover, and I hope she doesn't experience any of the myriad potentially disabling, life-changing side effects that so many people have to live with now. The scent of leaving the ranch garlic bread tallow is hardly a significant consequence of COVID. The weight of the greasy pork roll of flight delays is even further down the list of worries. I thought about canceling our trip. It would be much easier to stay home. My daughter and I would never know what we missed. We wouldn't endure garlic bread tallow or greasy pork roll feelings. Yet, weddings and funerals connect people. As much as grass, fungi, cows, and sheep rule my universe, those human connections are vital for all of us, ranchers and non-ranchers. It's universal. If we skipped this wedding, we wouldn't know what we missed, but we would damage our connections to the people we love. The ranch can survive without me. Fortunately, my friends understand the importance of celebrating our connections. They came through with a patchwork schedule to care for the animals. Bring on the pork rolls. I'm Lisa Schmidt. To learn more, visit www.alandofgrassranch.com.